We're going to continue with your phone calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the phone number to call for assistance as well, 1-855-949-7234. Getting lots of email questions as well. If you don't hear your email read, call that toll-free number. I'll give it out again later on today, and you can get your questions answered that way as well. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Doc Wallach. Next hour, of course, we'll talk about spiritual awakenings for you. Let's go back to the phones. International line, we are going to Swabia. Now, where is Swabia? Well, it's part of the administrative regions of Bavaria, Germany, and we're going to John. Hey, John, welcome to the program.
Thanks, George, and hello, Dr. Wallach. I have a question for you.
Okay.
In Florida, there's a million tons of Brazilian pepper tree growing wild. And I read a report from a South African doctor that he said he studied it for 10 years, and he goes, I don't know what this thing is, but it's a cure-all because it gets rid of fungus, bacteria, and viruses from the body in the form of diarrhea once you've drank this tea. And what I was wondering from Dr. Wallach was, is if we switch from coffee over to Brazilian pepper tree, will we all get rid of the different funguses, viruses, and bacteria in the body?
Interesting, Doc.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting question, but the odds are probably not. And I'm not familiar with the pepper tree, but
I got to check into that.
We'll check into it. Yeah, we're going to do that too. Very interesting subject. But when you're talking about getting rid of viruses and bacteria and fungus and all this kind of stuff, it's a little more complicated than drinking a tea. And so, number one, you have to keep your immune system high. Your immune system requires 90 essential nutrients, 60, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 minerals, 3 fatty acids. Remember that, again, a lot of herbs, including pepper, okay, will relieve symptoms but might not get rid of the bugs. And so I can't answer that question, so I do some studying on it. But if you have things like on the surface, like fungus in your toenails, we have our colloidal silver. You can add that. And, of course, you add what we call the killer biotic, which there's 8 herbs in there which support your immune system, 2 of which kill viruses, including HIV and all kinds of viruses. And so I take killer biotic. I'm on the road so much. I'm on the road out of the 365 days a year. I'm on the road probably 340 days.
Oh, my God. Nobody travels like you, Doc.
Yeah, probably not many. Maybe in the Navy. basically, so I take a lot of those killer biotic. I carry my colloidal silver with me. And, of course, I am very, very careful. We have a antibiotic soap. We have PureWorks, it's called. It's a liquid hand soap. It's a spray. It's a foam and a liquid soap. And it kills everything. Okay, so this is for the exterior. And then, of course, the killer biotic you take internally and supports the immune system. And then you take your 90 essential nutrients, which also supports your immune system. But I would check out that tea and see if it deals with symptoms or if, in fact, it really kills all those things. So we'll be looking that up. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. All the way from Bavaria, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
We're heard everywhere. Here's a email in from Michael. He's got Bell's palsy. What is it? He said, I am getting some feeling back in my face, but what causes it to?
Okay, Bell's palsy is caused by osteoporosis of the skull. This is going to be one of the featured diseases in my new book coming out called It's All in Your Head. It's a squeezing of the 7th cranial nerve by osteoporosis of the skull. One side of your face will droop, and it looks like you had a stroke. You could have a drooping eye, a drooping lip on that side. Sometimes it occurs on both sides, but usually it's a one-sided thing. The facial nerve, the 7th cranial nerve being squeezed by osteoporosis of the skull. And so they need the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. They need the glucogel, the MSM, vitamin D3, and, of course, they can use our CM cream, which is a topical pain reliever, or our Hemp FX Soothe, which is a topical pain reliever. Okay, it's a CBD oil with other herbs added to it for topical pain relief, and you can put that on the side of your face, behind your ear, down in your ear with a Q-tip, and get maybe temporary relief just from you know, kind of getting the inflammation off that nerve quickly. But usually within a couple of weeks, it's gone. But it is not anything permanent. The Bell's palsy, in fact, is, again, just a squeezing of the 7th cranial nerve by osteoporosis. It's called easily reversed. And usually they'll have the tone, that tinnitus, that kind of thing. Sometimes they get hiccup jags. They can get ONA, optic nerve atrophy, where they have a slow loss of vision. And the doctor can't find any cataracts or glaucoma or macular degeneration. I don't know why you're losing your vision, but we've got to give you some new glasses. And that's because the optic nerve, the second cranial nerve, is being squeezed, and that oftentimes goes along with the Bell's palsy, but easily reversible.
Perry in Lompoc, California is with us. Perry, hello there.
Hi, guys. Dr. Wallace,
yes, sir.
It's a pleasure. You're my favorite guest down here.
Well, you're very kind. How can we help you?
And also, I love the good humor between you and George.
George is the greatest.
You know,
Doc writes out my jokes for me.
How can we help you, sir?
Really quick, and then I want to ask you one question about my dad, please, George.
Sure.
I lay down to sleep, and about 2 hours after I go to sleep, I hear a mumbling in my ears. It's almost like, but very soft.
Huh. You know?
And I hold my ears, and I put the pillow over my head, and I still hear it. I'm wondering, what could that be? Something.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 54.
And how much you weigh?
Let's see, 190 pounds.
Okay. A couple of things. Do you have any vertigo or balance problems?
No.
Okay. Do you have any arthritis?
I had spinal stenosis.
Okay, spinal stenosis. Okay, that's a musculoskeletal problem. And, of course, that goes along with osteoporosis of the skull. You have osteoporosis of the skull again. And so you want to be looking for my book coming out here pretty soon called It's All in Your Head. But at 190 pounds, you need to take two of those healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose of everything twice a day. The MSM, I'd go ahead and take nine of those a day, three with each meal. That's two bottles a month. You want to get the vitamin D3, three of those twice a day, two bottles a month. Also, you want the glucogel. You can take 15 of the capsules, two bottles a month. If you like the capsules, if you like the liquid, it'd be 3 ounces a day, ounce of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's 3 bottles a month of the quartz of the liquid. And you have to get rid of the bad stuff so you can absorb these nutrients and stop the inflammation in your skull. Okay? This includes, of course, fried foods, processed meats, oils of all kinds. There's no good oils. There's no good oils. I can't say that enough. Then no gluten, no wheat, bread, or rye, oats. There is no such thing as gluten-free oats, so don't let anybody sell you gluten-free oats. And no sugar. And you'll be a great testimony because this happens a lot. And the fact that you lay down and you hear this, that tells me it's a positional thing and you're getting pressure on your spinal cord and also on the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve because of the osteoporosis in your skull. And this will all go away.
Okay, great.
And I'll give you this. Go ahead, Perry. You had a question for me, too.
One brief thing and then my final question very quickly. I'm sorry. Before I had my spinal stenosis surgery, I had, like, a vibration in my chest, you know, and I think you talked about that earlier.
I'm sorry, you had a vibration where?
In his chest.
In his chest.
Like in my chest, near my heart, you know.
Yeah, okay. Now, this, again, could be, how much, have you shrunk any since you were 20 years old?
Yeah, about a good inch.
Yeah, okay, so the odds are you have the beginnings of, or maybe full-thrown, again, atrial fibrillation. When you sink an inch, you get, you know, your disc shrinks a couple millimeters each.
Your nerves.
Yeah, T1, 2, 3, and 4, the first four thoracic vertebrae squeeze the roots of the spinal nerves to control the rate and rhythm of the heart. This can be a positional thing. And again, you want to be looking for this new book coming out called It's All in Your Head because this goes into all these details. You're going to be a great example. You are going to be a great testimony. And so please call us. Like every 2-3 weeks, because within 2 to 6 weeks, you're going to be a new man.
All right. Well, one other thing, my dad is 81, going on 82. He loses energy and he just doesn't feel right. Any nutrients you could recommend, Doc?
Well, does he have diabetes?
No.
Does he have high blood pressure?
Controlled, yeah.
Okay, but he's taking medication, but he has high blood pressure. How much does he weigh?
He lost a lot of weight recently. He's 172 pounds.
172, okay. Now, is he on any statin drugs, you know, to reduce cholesterol?
I got him off of those.
Okay,
he's
good.
Just taking niacin now.
Okay.
Cholesterol is
because
fine.
Because you're on the right track, the odds are he's got some sugar problems, he's got some blood pressure problems, he's got some dementias and all kinds of stuff going on. So at 172 pounds, he needs to get rid of all the bad foods, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, wheat, bran, rye, oats, and sugar. He needs two of the healthy brain and heart packs per month, the full dose thing twice a day. Because he has a history of high blood pressure, he may have blocked arteries in his heart, his brain, may have some vascular dementia, so he needs 2 bottles a month of what we call the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets that will support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. As long as he stays away from bad stuff, his arteries will heal themselves, okay? But he's got to stay away from the bad stuff so he doesn't re-block them as quickly as we're unblocking them. Also, support healthy blood pressure, support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries in his brain and his heart and every place else in his body. And then he needs the MSM, 3 of those twice a day. There's 1 bottle a month, they're big bottles. And then keep him on the niacin. And let's see here. Oh, don't forget the Sweeties, because he may have sugar problems, you know, when he has this energy thing.
I like those, by the way.
Yeah, I love them. Now, he also needs eggs, okay? I want him to eat 3 eggs 3 times a day. They have to have soft yolk, soft boiled, soft yolk, soft poached, soft yolk, soft scrambled in butter. He cannot have raw eggs or hard-boiled eggs because neither one of those will work. They got to be soft yolks. And rebuild the myelin in the brain, which makes up 75% of the brain weight. And when you have a loss of that myelin, which is 95% by weight, actually cholesterol is his best friend at this point. Okay, he needs a cholesterol. I want his blood cholesterol total to be 350 to 500. 350 to 500. The cultures that have the lowest rate of heart attacks and strokes, their blood cholesterol is around 350 to 500, but it's got to be all the good cholesterol. It's got to be all HDL. Can't have any bad stuff. So no oils, no fried foods, no processed meats, no glutens, and call us every couple of weeks. Your dad's going to be a great, great example for people. And he's my age.
You don't sound 81, Doc.
Well, that's because I've been taking this
Nor
stuff
do you look
twice
it.
Today for, yeah, I've been taking this stuff twice a day for 71 years, George.
All right, Perry, if you need more info, 1-855-949-RADIO, and again, the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Text and tweet. What do you have for us, Tommy?
Coming in from Dryden in Kentucky, please ask Doc if diet and exercise can reverse or fix a person who feels lethargic daily.
Diet and exercise, Doc. It's better than nothing, huh?
Well, diet and exercise, I'm assuming he's talking about not dieting to lose weight, but, you know, what he eats. And, of course, absorption is a big problem here. You know, people are told whole grains are good for you. The alkaline diet is good for you, none of which is true. So you got to get rid of the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. So I actually have a CD out called Serial Killers. It's not like somebody who kills 10 people every night. It's like cereal like you eat for breakfast, okay? So it tells you why you need to give up gluten, no wheat, bran, rye, oats, no sugar. And then I'd have them take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. Okay, Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. And then he needs the Sweeties, 3 of those twice a day. And he's going to need the – I'd have him take the – because of an energy thing, I'd have him take our Rebound. It's our sports drink with 100 nutrients in it. All the other sports drinks and energy drinks on the market have less than 6 nutrients. Some of them have 1, some have 2, some have 6. Ours is the only one with 100, and I like to drink, say, 2 a day, half of one at breakfast, half of one at lunch, half of one, and the other one kind of just before dinner, or if I'm exercising, I'll have one. So I drink 2 or 3 of those Rebound a day. And these are designed for professional and Olympic athletes. We sell enormous amounts of these things, and it will reduce the risk of the sudden heart attack that is built for that, that you see in these young kids, 12 years old, 18 years old, 25 years old. There's 25,000 kids under the age of 20 years of age in America that die each year from this hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart attack. I've done 1,700 autopsies on them, George. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Printed in 3 languages, the Journal of Trace Element Research, so people say, Wallach, you're out of your mind, that can't be true. 1,700 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 that died of heart attacks. If they'd have been taken our Rebound, they wouldn't have died.
Did you see the story where diet soda is worse than regular soda?
Well, yeah, because it's all carbonation, and you don't even get any energy out of it. It's just carbonation. Neutralize your stomach acid, and you have all the bad stuff happening. So, yeah, you don't want any of that.
This artificial sugar stuff, mm-hmm. These sweeteners, no good, huh?
No good.
Wayne in Tacoma, Washington, west of the Rockies. Hey, Wino, go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen, and thank you, Sir George, for taking my call.
Thank you.
Dr. Wallach,
yes,
I'm interested in things that will improve the enhancement of taking nutrients. You've already mentioned that taking the amino acids 5 to 10 minutes before you eat is what you're supposed to do, and that's what I was trying to verify, one of the things. I also read you're supposed to take your I think what it is now. Your turmeric that's laced with West African pepper.
Got to have the pepper in there. That's
right.
Jump starts.
You're supposed to take that 30 minutes before and 30 minutes or 30 minutes after you eat. The one other thing I wanted to cover was the double sugars. I've been taking pain medication for 20 years now since I retired.
What pain?
Slows down everything, you know.
What kind of
and
pain?
So
you talking about joint pain, back pain? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I've got a broken back and a broken neck.
Ouch.
So I have to take the Generalac, Contilos.
What do you weigh, sir?
And I'm down to 235. I was at 380 for a long time.
Oh, my gosh, okay. And how old are you, sir?
But I've been on low carb now, strict for a couple of years now, and I've lost that weight. But of course, that also bulks you up in that. So, you've got to take that double sugar. And I'm wondering, and I've read about the double sugar just recently, that it can actually improve your digestion of things.
May I ask how tall you are, sir?
Pardon me?
How tall are you, Wayne?
Well, I was 6'4" and a half. I'm now 6'2" and a half.
Okay. So you've lost 2 inches in height. Do you have any ringing in your ears, a tone or a noise?
No, sir.
Do you have any balance problems?
No, sir.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about a friend of mine by the name of Terry. He was 6'11", big basketball player. He broke his neck, and he is totally paralyzed from his neck down for 6 years. Quadriplegic. Nothing below his neck for 6 years. We put him on the program I'm going to tell you about here, and in 3 months' time, he's out playing soccer with his kids.
Wow.
Kids. Okay? He's one of my best friends. He's a guy who actually... George recorded my audio cassette tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Terry Porter's his name. Okay, so anyway, basically what happens here is people forget we need things, okay? Our cells die, every cell in your body, whether it's cartilage cells, bone cells, liver cells, brain cells, heart cells, everything dies by the rate of tens of thousands per second. This is just natural lifespan of these cells. Our body has the equipment to rebuild and replace those cells immediately as they die to replace them with new ones. But they require raw materials. And, well, it's nice to be concerned about what sugars you're going to eat and this kind of stuff. You got to do two basic things. Number one, you got to maximize your absorption so you're going to get the bang for your buck when it comes to, and I mean that financially as well as biochemically, you want to get the bang for your buck, so to speak. So you're going to get all the nutrients necessary to give your genes the raw materials they need to replace those cells immediately. Because if you get less than optimal amounts, you're going to start getting symptoms. If they're missing completely, you die. Okay? And so that's what happens here. So, again, my thesis on 20,000 autopsies is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. And then I did that other project in China with 1,700 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 that died of that heart attack. Out of one province, Qishan province.
Doc, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back and let you wrap that up and take final phone calls. Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Next hour, Thomas Rossetto joins me as we talk about his work, Living the Paradox of Enlightenment. Wait till you hear what we have to say about spiritual awakening, conscious creation, and enlightenment. We're going to be back in a moment with Doc Wallach and final phone calls from CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, the number to call for help and assistance, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And let's go back to Wayne in Tacoma, Washington. Wayne, I want to make sure you got everything answered. Do you have any more questions?
Well, I have a question for Wayne. What do you weigh, Wayne?
Yeah, well, I'm right at 235 right now.
Okay, 235, okay. Okay, got that. Very good. And 6'2" and a half at this point, lost 2 inches. Now,
right, that's when I fell and broke my back, right?
And so did you have an accident, like a car wreck or fall off a roof?
No, I actually fell off a sea diving bell on the hard ground and landed on my butt, so it crunched L11 and 12, T1 and 2.
Yeah, okay.
Ouch.
Tachycardia.
Let's see, and how long ago was that?
45 years ago.
Okay, so you should be healed by now. Okay, and so do you have any ringing in your ears or a tone in your ears, like anything like that?
No, sir.
Okay. Do you have any hiccups or dry cough like COPD?
No, sir.
Okay, good. Any diabetes or high blood pressure?
No, sir.
Okay, very good. And so do you have any arthritis, joint problems? They want to replace your knees or hips or anything like that?
Starting to have some knee pain, yes.
Okay. So here we go. Basically, it's a miracle you're still alive if this happened 45 years ago, because really what you need at this point, again, body weight 235, get rid of all the bad stuff. You can maximize absorption of the good stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, rye, and oats, no sugars. I want you to take two healthy brain and heart packs per month, You get two bottles of the MSM, so you can take nine of those a day, three with each meal. They're designed to support and promote maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. I've had people who've lost 7 inches, Wayne, okay?
In height?
In height, yeah. You know, there's just little old people, they get this degenerative disc disease, and they lose 7 inches in height, and then just 6 months, they've regrown them 5 inches. They've gotten recovered 5 inches. So you can expect to recover some height here. And also, this is the raw materials necessary for your body to rebuild the cartilage, ligaments, tendons, and your knees. But when you have pain in your knees, this means you have arthritis in your shoulders and your vertebrae and your hips and your ankles and every place else. And a knee replacement is not the answer here. You need to give yourself what your body needs to replace all that stuff. So vitamin D3, I want you to take nine of those a day, three with each meal. That's three bottles a month of our vitamin D3. Maximize absorption and depositing of the minerals in your bones and joints. You're also going to need the glucogel. And so you can either take the capsules, 15 of those a day. That's two bottles a month, 5, 5, and 5. Or if you prefer the liquid, it would be 3 ounces a day, an ounce with each meal. That's 3 quarts a month. And if you don't have any diagnoses of cancer or anything like that?
He's listening on his radio, Doc. Go ahead.
Okay, so if you don't have any diagnosis of cancer, you can also take what we call Immortellium, which is a stimulus.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Immortellium, I love it because it will actually be the raw materials for your stem cells to go to work and rebuild things. So you could go ahead and take three of those 3 times a day, 3 bottles a month, and then call us every couple of weeks, and you could be a great testimony for a lot of people because you're a miracle man. If you survive those that fall, for 45 years, you have all these issues, and you didn't die. The good Lord wants to keep you around. So take these things, give your body what it needs, and it will repair itself.
And the number to call is 1-855-949-7234, criticalhealthnews.com. We have a final text and tweet. What do you have for us, Tom?
This one from Janine in Phoenix. Ask the doctor if there is one single food that people should be eating every day.
Okay, if I had to say one single food, I'd go for eggs. Okay, they're the perfect protein. I want you to think about it. When a chicken lays a fertile egg, in 21 days that egg hatches. That chick, when that egg was laid, was a little white spot the size of a printed zero on a printed page on top of the yellow yolk, that little white spot. That's the chick. In 21 days, that chick eats all the nutrients in the yolk and the white of that egg, and the reason why it pecks the shell to get out is because it's run out of food. It's looking for food. That chick is hatched at 21 days of age. It's a perfect chick. Brain and spinal cord, eyes, digestive system, heart, lungs, all the blood vessels, bones, joints, kidneys, pancreas, liver, skin, feathers. I mean, this is a perfect chick because it's a perfect, there's no more perfect nutrition than an egg. If you were limited to one food, okay, I would go for the eggs. Soft yolks because you need the cholesterol to maintain the brains, okay. Remember, 75% of your brain weight is the myelin, which is 95 to 98% cholesterol, and also your hormones, okay? Being a lady, you want the hormones, okay? Estrogen, Janine, and progesterone, and adrenal hormones are 95% by weight cholesterol, so the eggs are going to be good for all that, so they keep you from getting menopause and at an early age and, you know, all the girly stuff at a younger age. And if you're a guy, you want that cholesterol because 95% of testosterone is cholesterol. When you go on a cholesterol-restricted diet, there ain't nobody home anymore, and you're a Viagra man. And so you do want to be eating 3 eggs twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight, soft yolks, soft boiled, soft yolks, soft poached, soft yolks. And if you can do the supplements, I would do the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, give your body what it needs. All remember, 90 essential nutrients replace those tens of thousands of cells that are dying every second. You need the raw materials. The equivalent is you could have your dream home blueprint, you have your dream home lot by the lake or in the mountains or by the river or the ocean, but you don't have any carpenters or roofers or plumbers or electricians. You don't have any shingles. You don't have any bricks and mortar. You don't have any wood. You have nothing. Well, then you don't have a house. And so unless you've got these 90 essential nutrients, you got nothing. So my thing would be eggs and the 90 essential nutrients. You don't need bread. You don't need pancakes. You don't need waffles. You don't need potatoes. You don't need fried foods. You don't need oils. If you get the 90 essential nutrients, you are covered.
What do you think of fruits, Doc, like blueberries, raspberries, bananas? Well,
they're good sources of some vitamin C.
They're
okay,
good.
If you're taking your vitamins, you don't need them. But I like yogurt. I like the Greek yogurt, the high-fat yogurts with blueberries and strawberries and raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Fruit is good. I like the low-sugar fruit like berries. I don't eat pears and apples because in apples, guess what? The sugar is fructose. Why is fructose bad in Coca-Cola but good in apple juice?
What about the apple pectin that's in the apple?
Well, pectin is good. But
it's great for your digestive system, isn't
it? Yeah, it's not an apple a day that keeps the doctor away, George. It's, okay?
It's the apple pectin.
No, it's a stick of butter a day.
A stick of butter?
Yeah, I have another CD out. It's called A Stick of Butter a Day Keeps the Doctor Away because it keeps the cholesterol in your brain so you don't get Alzheimer's disease. Gives you all your cholesterol so you don't have hormones.
Well, you are right. I have a friend who went in for a cholesterol check, and it was less than normal, lower than normal, and the doctor got panicky.
Mm-hmm.
And said that lower cholesterol is worse than high cholesterol.
That is correct. You want your cholesterol to be 350 to 500.
The good stuff again.
But it's got to be the good stuff. It's got to be the HDL. You do not want to get your blood cholesterol below 200. When you look at the Inuit Eskimos, their blood cholesterols range from 350 to 500. They eat only whale meat and whale blubber, walrus meat, walrus blubber, sea blubber, bear meat, bear fat. They eat maybe some salmon once a year, you know, 1 month out of the year they're migrating. They only live on fat and red meat. They don't get heart attacks. They don't get plaque in their arteries.
Let's go to final calls for you, Doc. Let's go to Renee in Arizona. Hey, Renee, go ahead.
Hello. In July, mid-July, I had a double radical mastectomy from a triple negative carcinoma.
Okay.
I got it all. But my PET scan a couple of weeks ago shows sub-centimeter pulmonary nodules in my lungs. And a small mass in my liver. So I was wondering, do I want to do both the Z-radical and the grapeseed, or just one or the other? Because these can't even be diagnosed cancer yet. They're just something that could be.
No, I wouldn't wait until it's diagnosed. You want to jump on it and support your immune system.
Well, I've been on Z-radical for a couple of days now. I just started it.
But now, are you taking the 90 essential nutrients?
Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, you need the 90 essential nutrients. How much do you weigh, Renee?
190.
Okay, 190. I go ahead and take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart packs a month. That's the short way to say it. You're going to get all the selenium and all this other stuff that's going to support your immune system, particularly when you have a history of cancer. But also, the Z-radical is good. You know, two doses of that a day, one for each 100 pounds of body weight. It could be the liquid, an ounce twice a day, or the powder, one scoop twice a day. But the real beauty here is from our Nature's Pearl division, okay? It's called the Muscadine Grapeseed Liquid Extract. You want 2 quarts a month and be an ounce of breakfast, ounce of dinner. It's a $120 million study. It was a government study. We actually acquired that company to get that product. It is the, what should I say, the most revered natural substance, antioxidants, that's going to support your immune system with a history of cancer. You want to support your immune system. Remember, chemotherapy and radiation will kill cancer cells, but it also kills normal cells. Your best friend when you have cancer.
What's that?
I refuse to do chemo. They tried
good.
To get me to do it, and I wouldn't do it. I wanted to go holistic.
Yeah, well, you're very smart. Stay away from the bad stuff. No free radicals. Don't drive the cancer. No free, you know, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no sugar. But you do want to take, again, the 90 essential nutrients, the two Healthy Brain and Heart packs a month. You want the Z-radical, Z like zebra, dash radical. Ounce twice a day, the liquid, or the powder, a scoop twice a day. But then the Nature's Pearl, the liquid muscadine grapeseed extract, you want to take 2 quarts a month, an ounce at breakfast, ounce at dinner time. And it's one of the most revered antioxidants to support the immune system when people have cancer. $120 million study, government grant, and we've acquired that company to get that product for our people.
What about doing both, Doc? The traditional chemo, radiation, and holistic?
I would never do chemotherapy, radiation. Now, everybody's got to make up their own mind. I can't tell them what to do. But remember, chemotherapy and radiation will kill cancer cells, but it also kills
the good ones. Cells. Yes.
It's not selective. So most people who die when they've been treated with chemotherapy and radiation, they say, oh, yeah, your cancer is reduced in size and blah, 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 and then 3 months later they die.
Well, let me ask you this. If somebody comes down with cancer, how many cancer cells are you talking about? Millions?
Billions.
Okay, so if you kill them, what if one is left? Does that mean you still have cancer?
Yes. And so this is why if you choose to do the chemotherapy or not, you still need to take the antioxidants and avoid the bad food, okay, because you want to get your immune system up and running. Your immune system is your best friend when you have cancer.
Do we all have cancer cells in our system?
Well,
I've always heard that.
Yeah, that's not true.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, that's good. Renee, good luck. If you need more help, call the special number at 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO, criticalhealthnews.com. I need 500 of you in the next 2 minutes to go to the website, and we set an all-time record. So go to criticalhealthnews.com. Just click it. That's it. That's all you need to do. Jason in Chicago, let's get you in here. Jace, go ahead. We've got a couple of minutes left, Doc.
Oh, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Oh, hi. I'm calling regarding a friend. I'm hoping I'm going to pronounce this right.
We only have minutes, so we got to go quickly here, Jason.
Okay, it's Paliozeus-Merzbacher's disease, PMD. Have you ever heard of that?
What is it? What's the symptoms?
It's supposed to be affects the myelin sheaths of the nerves, and they're like in a it's very rare. They can't walk. They're in a wheelchair bound and,
okay.
and whatnot.
Okay. How old is this person? What do they weigh?
They're about 20 years old, about 5'10"-ish,
No accidents or anything like that, just loss of the myelin of the brain.
I'm sorry?
Loss of the myelin sheath in the brain cells, the nerve cells.
That's what they say it is.
Okay, so here we go. Yeah. Okay, 5'10", and how much?
About 170-ish.
170-ish, okay. Yeah, this could be osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the spinal cord as it comes out of the skull, okay. Tingling and paralysis. It could also be called Erb's palsy and that kind of stuff. And so these are the cases when this book comes out, okay? It's called It's All in Your Head. So this kid, if I can call him a kid at his age, okay, 20 years old, he needs to get rid of all the bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, sauces, and gluten. Babies can be born with this. This is not an age thing, okay? So, and then he needs to eat. I have him have 12 eggs a day, 4 with each meal. Soft yolk, soft boiled, soft yolk, soft poached, soft yolk, soft scrambled, and butter. A stick of butter a day. Eat it like a candy bar, like a stick of butter. Okay. Then he needs 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. And then don't forget the MSM. 3 of those 3 times a day. That's 2 bottles a month. Vitamin D3, 3 of those twice a day. But he's got to stay away from the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils or gluten, so he can absorb all this. And then call us every 2 weeks. We'll walk you through this. Because, again, I've seen miracles with these sort of things where they're in the wheelchairs and they get up and walk. They've been in comas for 8 years, and they get up and walk in 4 days. So
that's amazing. It's
one of those things where he's got to stop the bad stuff, got to take the good stuff, and I believe it has to do with osteoporosis of the skull and the vertebrae, so he's getting squeezing of the brain, the spinal nerves going in the spinal cord, and also in the cranial nerves coming out of the brain.
Doc, we probably could go on for 4 hours. The calls keep rolling in. Doc Wallach will be back with us after pharmacist Ben, who joins us in 3 weeks. Then Doc Wallach will join us after that, and they'll be with us right through the year. And I'll see you in Chicago. Quick question from Jim, who just sent an email, says, I've got terrific leg pain. I think it's my sciatic nerves. What do I do? Got 40 seconds left,
easy.
Doc.
None of the bad stuff, no fried food, processed meats, oils, and glutens. Needs to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, 3 of the MSM 3 times a day, that's 2 bottles a month, vitamin D3, 3 twice a day, 2 bottles a month, and then don't forget the glucogel, and this will support maintenance repair of the cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. Here it comes, the disc between the vertebrae and the lumbar area.
That's it.
Which will relieve the sciatica, get rid of the sciatica. The body has the power to heal if you give it the raw materials. God bless you, George. God bless you, Big Tom?
I'll probably talk to you, Doc, on the air before we get to Chicago, but if not, I'll see you at the end of October.
Yeah, God bless.
It was a big Chicago show. It's up there under events, by the way, at coasttocoastam.com. Come out and see us. Doc Wallach, again, the website, criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, Living the Paradox of Enlightenment.